News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Regional leaders are being urged to give serious consideration to the development of an integrated strategy to better address the effects of climate change. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller made the call during the first plenary session of the second summit of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, in Havana, Cuba. She says climate change poses a clear and present danger which requires immediate attention.
We must never underestimate the potentially irreversible damage which a natural disaster can wreak on a small economy, even after pursuing sustained and responsible economic management policies. Fellow CELAC members, let us give the utmost priority to the development of a regional strategy for enhanced engagement in the international dialogue on climate change.
The two-day summit was held under the theme, The Struggle Against Hunger, Poverty, and the Inequalities in Latin America and the Caribbean. Farmers in the western end of the island are to benefit from a workshop to educate them on the impact of their activities on wetlands next week. The workshop will be hosted by the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, in Westmorland on February 7.
Well, the training spans a variety of things. It's not just how the wetlands can benefit them, but how their activities can also impact and preferably enhance wetlands. But it also helps to provide, in some instances, what's called green fertilizer, because they use the plants themselves as mulch for the soil.
Director of the Applications Processing Division, NEPA, Ainsley Henry. The seminar is part of a week of activities to mark World Wetlands Day, to be observed February 2 under the theme, Wetlands and Agriculture, Partners for Growth. Jamaicans are being encouraged to practice reading the nutritional content on labels in order to make healthier food choices. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says this will help reduce the number of diet-related illnesses on the island. Minister Ferguson says individuals should also become familiar with basic things such as what a normal blood pressure reading is.
The same goes for cholesterol, which can lead to clogged arteries and a multitude of problems. Let us not forget blood sugar and waist measurement, BMI, HbA1c, must come to man more than just some fancy letters of the alphabet.
Minister Ferguson was speaking at the press launch of Heart Month activities. Heart Month is being celebrated in February under the theme, Know Your Numbers. A code of conduct to govern the operations of players in the petroleum industry is to be developed by the government. This follows a meeting involving representatives of the Ministries of Energy and Labor and members of the Petroleum Haulage Contractors Association to resolve a wage issue. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Polwell says these guidelines will be instrumental in achieving greater equity among industry players.
We have already identified the major issues that we will have to prescribe legislation to deal with, and we are going to be pursuing that as a matter of urgency now. I'm going to be doing the consultations now with all the players. By the time we get to in March, early April, we will be able to signal to the country what are some of the new rules that will govern the operations of the industry.
Minister Polwell was speaking in an interview with GIS News. And the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, has extended the deadline for applications for sub-franchise licenses in the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region, KMTR. The date has moved from Friday, January 31 to February 7. The decision was taken at a meeting involving Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies, as well as officials of the ministry, the JUTC, Transport Authority, and bus operators. The JUTC is seeking 425 buses to provide the 5,000 seats being sub-franchised. Over 330 expressions of interest have so far been received from bus operators since the application period opened on January 13. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.